had a choice to make, so I just went and bought some clippers and started cutting.
Now we're going to be doing it on the team?
Yeah, I cut actually a few guys hair right now, but other than that, you know, I just kind of keep it low.
Whose hair have you cut here so far?
Seven Young, Jarvis Moss, Marcus Thomas, Stephen Harris, Ryan Harris, a lot of the rookie guys.
Now, you charging them?
Yeah, I charge them like $8. You know, I used to charge $5, but now I charge $8. You know, these guys got money in their pockets now.
So do you though?
Yeah, it's just the principle of the thing. That's all.
Now, have you been tempted, like, especially like when Marcus and Jarvis were there? I mean, is it a little gag, you're like a mohawk, or just kind of mess with them a little bit?
No, I don't do that to them. I wouldn't do them like that, you know. You know, they trying to get women, you know, they single guys, so I wouldn't do them like that.
So if I was going to sit down in your chair and you were going to do something with what little hair I have left, what would you suggest?
I'll just keep it clean. I'll give you about a 3, you know, just a little lower.
So you think a little title of buzz or no? What I'm not looking
at? Nah, no buzz, no okay. Buzz. Your head just ain't shaped right for no buzz.
I appreciate
back
it.
Back in Texas, did you cut Selvin's hair?
Yeah, I did. I cut his hair back in Texas. And like I said, he know how I am. And he was like, after a while, you know, a lot of guys going to be wanting their haircuts because he know how good I am. So
he might be your best advertising then, you know, to get future clients.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's, a lot of guys always tell me I should have went to Bible college, you know. But like I said, I just keep it low. And that's just one of my hobbies I like to do.
Now, you've been working at tackle a little bit out there some days during practice. Have you ever done that before? And how do you like it there?
I did a little bit before. You know, I'm still getting used to it. And like I said, I'm just continuing to learn and learn how to rush because it's a lot faster inside. Mm-hmm. And then you gotta learn the protection, see which way the center's going, so if you got a two-way go or not.
So being a good pass rusher as a tackle, you think that can make you a better end?
Definitely, because I know which way the line is going. Mm-hmm. I know the protections more, and it's going to help me with my rush on the outside.
Tim, how's it gone with these veterans on the defensive line? Obviously, you guys looking for playing time. How's it gone as far as those guys kind of helping you, the rookies along?
It's going great. You know, Kay Lang over there, he's doing a good job with us. Ebenezer Ekubun, you know, Gerard Warren, all those Sam Adams, you know, all those guys been there for us for day one.
Will they show you their tricks of the trade, or they go that far?
Oh, yeah, they definitely do, you know, because they want to – it's one thing. You know, we're trying to win a Super Bowl around here. So, of course, they're going – if we're here to help, you know, we're going to help.
You hear so much about that wall in training camp. Do you feel you've kind of pushed through that, and how do you feel you've adapted your first training camp here?
Yeah, I feel like I hit that wall yesterday, but I got it back today and had a bad attitude and just trying to regroup and get ready for Monday.